Hello and welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in HCM Cloud best practices and information which are important for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howell, Director, HCM Cloud Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. I'd like to welcome Aman D'Souza, Director, Product Strategy, Oracle Risk Management Cloud to the show today. Aman has been with Oracle for the past 4 years and in his role interacts with hundreds of customers about the risk management challenges they face in the context of their unique business scenarios. Prior to joining Oracle, Aman held a variety of sales and operational leadership roles in the United States as well as in Europe and Asia. Currently, Aman is responsible for ensuring that Oracle's customers understand the value, capabilities, and best use of Risk Cloud. That includes understanding what Risk Cloud can and cannot do for them. Aman, thank you for making time to come on HCM Cloud Talk Radio. It's great to have you on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Frank.
So we have a very exciting topic on the show today. Aman and I will be discussing advanced HCM controls, which are AI-driven tools to ensure HCM security and audit readiness. So Aman, can you start us out today by telling our listeners why someone in HR should care about security and audit readiness?
Sure. So the reality is that every process in an organization has risks associated with it, and HR is no exception. So let's take some examples of various HR tasks or processes that have risks associated with them. For instance, you have the onboarding process, where you may have a risk of a ghost employee situation, someone who doesn't really exist in the organization, but may be set up so that funds can be siphoned out of. Similarly, you have the payroll process, where you have the risk of payroll fraud, or compensation, where you may have the risk of multiple salary increases for a given employee of what is supposed to be just an annual salary increase. And then another example might be all the private data, private employee data that you have in your systems and the risk associated around maintaining that privacy and complying with privacy regulations such as GDPR that went that came into effect in May of last year across Europe. So that's just some examples. So as a result, typically, audits involve investigation to make sure that these risks have mitigating controls in place. And that's really why, someone in HR should care.
Okay, so how do advanced HCM controls help to mitigate risks?
So advanced HCM controls helps you analyze security and transaction data in your HCM application and then surfaces actionable insights that are valuable to you. Typically, you'd end up doing this manually or using some, data extracts or, spreadsheet type of tool. And that's a lot of effort for just analyzing a small percentage of your data. Instead, we automate that. We help you automatically analyze all of your data so that your workload really shifts to just handling the incidents that are valuable and actually starting to take preventive action. So you reduce the risks.
So doesn't HCM Cloud already include controls? So how is this different?
Absolutely. Core HR does include controls, such as role-based access, approval workflows, and duplicate prevention. That's just some examples. However, roles may have excessive privileges that you need to scrutinize to avoid. Approval workflows can be time-consuming. And the challenge with duplicates is that typically, you're not dealing with exact duplicates. Instead, you're dealing with similar values that require more sophisticated approaches. This is why advanced controls can be very useful to complement the standard controls that you already have in HCM. With advanced HCM controls, we use AI methods to run audit-specific analytics. So this is not BI analytics. This is really tailored to audit requirements. And we run that on your HCM data to uncover high-risk anomalies that you can review and act upon. It really shifts the way you run your business from a reactive approach where you're just handling a small subset of your transactions and security data to a proactive approach with 100% coverage.
Okay, great. Very, very interesting. So what do advanced HCM controls, or I'm going to call it AHC, what does it actually do?
There are five high-value use cases that advanced HCM controls can help with. The first three of them have to do with who has access to your HCM system and what do they really have the ability to do. So these three are secure role design, ensuring that your roles are solid, ideally before you go live, and if not, as soon as possible after. The second one is deep segregation of duties analysis, ensuring that no individual in the organization has conflicting access, where they can do two things that one individual should not be able to do. And finally, access certification, which ensures, which basically allows your process owners to ensure that only the right people have access to the privileges around that process. So that's the first three use cases. The last two have to do with monitoring what people actually do with the access they've been granted. So the two parts there are configuration controls, where we consume the audit data that is available in HCM. Once you turn on audit, we consume that audit data. And instead of having to manually scour that data for anomalies, we allow you to put in thresholds or frequency or value so that you can automatically surface anomalies. And then finally, transaction controls. We can monitor all your transactions to surface anything that may be erroneous or fraudulent, and so that you can review that and make sure that investigate it and make sure that it's either corrected or accepted.
Okay, great. Thanks for that overview. So, let's say a customer is interested in AHC. What's included in the subscription?
So the first thing that subscription includes is additional compute. We want to make sure that all this analysis that we do is decoupled from your transactional environment, your global single instance. So we actually add additional compute to it, all within the same secure environment. The second thing is an AI-driven audit analytical engine. We also provide a graphical user interface that allows your business users to design their own controls. There's incident management workflow to help you streamline the way you manage those incidents. We also give you the ability to create infolets and reporting through OTBI, really empowering the organization to act on this risk information. And finally, we provide pre-built best practice content that helps you get started quickly.
Okay, so what do you mean by best practice content? And can you give our listeners some examples of that?
Sure. The power of advanced HCM controls is the fact that every organization can design their own controls and tailor it to their business. However, if that's what you had to do to get started, it would take you some time to figure out what controls are important to you and then design those controls. So what we've done is we've taken our decade of experience in this domain and best practices from ourselves, our own learnings through thousands of deployments, as well as our partners, and condense that into best practice controls, which you can upload, tune to your business, and really start getting results literally within days. So this best practice control, we've got many types. It, for examples, we've got access controls, both models that will help you identify conflicting access as well as sensitive access, where, for example, you want to maintain data privacy. We also have configuration controls where you can start monitoring the audit trail of, let's say, bank account details. So where one bank account change may not be an issue, but multiple bank account change within a small period of time could be something that warrants investigation. And finally, transaction monitoring, let's say payroll transactions. So we have best practice models that you can upload, tune, and get started very quickly with.
Great. Thanks for those examples, Aman. So you've mentioned security a few times. Isn't HCM Cloud already secure? Why would Oracle's customers need AHC?
Ah, thanks for that question, Frank. Absolutely. HCM Cloud, and in fact all of Oracle SaaS, is very secure. The key, though, is to recognize that with security we have a shared responsibility model. Oracle handles security of the platform and the applications, but the customer needs to effectively manage access and monitor what's happening within their application. This is not trivial. And it's very difficult to manage manually, especially for any organization of size, mid-sized or larger. This is what advanced HCM controls helps with.
Okay, great. Thanks for that explanation. I was wondering that, so thank you. Aren't HCM seeded roles, when used with role assignment or role mapping functionality, sufficient for segregation of duties or SOD and compliance?
That's a good clarification as well. So secure role design is all about designing roles that do not have inherent flaws. A common misconception is that you can use the seeded roles, where in fact, the seeded roles that Oracle provides are simply logical starting points that you then have to analyze, review, and customize to suit your business. Another way to think about it is that across industry, across organization size, every organization has a unique organizational design. And there's simply no way Oracle can cater to all of those. Segregation of duties is a customer responsibility, and they have to make choices about what risks they want to accept and what they don't. And as they go through that process, they need to customize those seeded roles. Once those roles are secure, then you can certainly use role assignments or role mapping to ensure that the right people get access to those roles. So what advanced HCM controls does is help you put in place rules to make sure that the role design and the custom roles that you create are suitable for your organization. You pick the rules, and then it helps you design and enforce those rules.
Okay, great. Thanks for that explanation. So does AHC automatically identify SOD conflicts and resolve them?
AHC does. So once you choose your controls and deploy them, AHC does automatically surface conflicts, segregation of duties conflicts, or incidents in transactions and configuration. But it does not automatically resolve them, and you wouldn't want it to. So the key over here is the combination of AI and human experience and decision making. So we surface high-risk incidents, so you don't have to waste a lot of time wading through data that may not be relevant. But once we surface the incidents, it's really up to you to decide if it warrants investigation and then decide how you want to remediate it and how you want to act on it. And that's something that we allow you to do. So there's a workflow that allows you to streamline that process. But ultimately, the decision is up to you. It gives you that flexibility. We empower you with the data and the analytics so that you can actually make decisions to suit your business.
Okay, so it's up to the customer to take action. So What should customers do when a conflict happens? How do they ensure that the system remains secure?
So let's take some examples. Not every rule can be enforced all the time. So an example might be where you need to grant conflicting access to someone temporarily to make sure that a process continues running smoothly while someone is away on vacation. So now you've allowed conflicting access. This is where configuration and transaction controls help. Configuration controls allow you to review audit trail data and surface incidents that may be suspicious. Transaction controls help you review transactions, not just samples, 100% of your transactions, to make sure that when you granted conflicting access because of some business reason, you now have a way to monitor what was done while conflicting access was granted. And this is very important when it comes to auditing. When an auditor finds that conflicting access was granted, they're going to want to know what happened. And putting in place transaction controls and configuration controls allows you easily to get that data together and satisfy the auditor. Not only that, you can monitor automatically. The system will send you notifications of any incidents, any anomalies that happened. And once you use these configuration and transaction controls, the pre-built ones that we provide and the ones you design yourself, you can start using the AI engine to detect unusual patterns. You can use, for instance, clustering methods to separate out transactions that may make sense in one group, but not in another group. Let's say country specific. Certain transactions may make sense in one country, but not in another country, potentially because of a exchange rate or something like that.
Okay, you mentioned the AI engine. Can you describe how AHC uses AI?
Sure. So there are several AI methods well recognized in the domain. And different domains use different AI methods. For instance, you use different AI methods for a self-driving car versus a product recommendation engine. So what AHC leverages is AI methods that are useful for audit analytics. This includes a graph engine where we ingest all your security and transaction data from your HCM module and create a graph that allows us to rapidly analyze the data. There's a scheduler that helps the tool schedule different algorithms and optimize the way that we run the algorithms. There is supervised learning. So what we found is that with machine learning, we can get to 90% accuracy very quickly and economically. But for audit, we need better than that. And the best way to achieve better accuracy fast is actually with supervised learning. So that's where the best practice controls come in, as well as the graphical workbench. So your business users can help the tool learn and provide data that is relevant for them. So it's actually the business user that drives the whole AI train. And then finally, there's training data. Because we are integrated with the security console and with all your HCM data, we have access to a lot of training data that we then, later this calendar year, will make available through APIs for any other machine learning or AI efforts that you might have in your organization.
Very interesting. So it sounds like advanced HCM controls could be very valuable for Oracle's HCM Cloud customers. So how can our listeners learn more about AHC? Is there someone they can contact?
Certainly. So the first step is probably to take a look at the global HR section on cloud.oracle.com, where we have a high-level overview of advanced HCM controls. It really summarizes what we've been through in this session today. And then I would encourage anybody who's interested to reach out to their HCM application sales manager for more information. Or you're also welcome to ping me directly at aman.dsouza@oracle.com.
Great. Thank you, Aman. And so I've got one last question. Does Oracle have any partners enabled to help implement AHC?
Yes, absolutely, Frank. We already have several partners enabled, and we continue to enable any interested partners. So they're also welcome to reach out to me at the same email address, aman.dsouza@oracle.com.
Great. Thank you, Aman. This was truly a very informative show with a lot of excellent information and advice for Oracle's HCM Cloud customers. I'm sure our listeners appreciate you sharing your knowledge about advanced HCM controls and AI-driven tools to ensure HCM security and audit readiness. And it would be great if you could join us on another HCM Cloud Talk radio show and give our listeners an update on how AHC is moving forward. So please consider this an open invitation to come back to the show.
Thank you, Frank. It's been a pleasure. And I would love to come back and do another session sometime.
Great. Thanks, Aman. And if you'd like to learn more about advanced HCM controls and how to get started with your implementation, please visit My Oracle Support by going to support.oracle.com and search for the document Oracle Risk Management Cloud, Get Started with Your Implementation. And that's doc ID 212055 7.1. You can also download the advanced HCM controls data sheet by going to cloud.oracle.com/opc/sas/data-sheets/oracle-advanced-hcm-controls-ds.pdf. And this data sheet provides information about Oracle's advanced HCM controls and its key capabilities and benefits to mitigate risk and strengthen compliance. So check out this data sheet and the My Oracle Support document today. Please be sure to take note of our email address if you have any questions about the show today or if you would like to send us feedback or suggestions for topics for future shows. You can reach us at hcm-cloud-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. We enjoy hearing from our listeners, so please don't hesitate to send us an email. This concludes our show today about advanced HCM controls. We hope you enjoyed learning about the AI-driven tools to ensure HCM security and audit readiness and found the show helpful for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howe, and you've been listening to HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another HCM Cloud Talk Radio show. Till then, take care.